It's time again for The Insider with Chuck Kuala and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kuala, former Senate Majority Leader.
And I'm Scott Jensen, former Assembly Speaker.
And we're The Insider. So, Scott, we've got spring elections coming up. A lot of different things out there. What's your take?
Well, I'm going to be watching a few things. First of all, in Milwaukee, the referendum for the Milwaukee Public Schools. In the past, whenever they've asked for money, it's passed. But I don't think that's going to be the case this time. I think that's going to go down. The Milwaukee business community is opposed to the increase in property taxes necessary for that spending increase that they're asking for. Polling shows the general public is opposed to it, and they don't really have a plan for what they want to do with the money. They're just kind of used to asking for more and getting it. So we'll see if that happens this time, but I don't think they're going to win that. It'll be interesting to see how many people vote uncommitted, essentially, in the Democratic primary for president by trying to either pick other candidates and not pick the presidential nominee for the party. Biden, in other states, it's been an organized effort. It doesn't look like it's going to be an organized effort here in Wisconsin, but it'd be interesting to see if some parts of the state, maybe around college campuses or something, people are less likely to accept the party's choice for nominee. And then there's two constitutional amendments I'll be watching, both election integrity amendments that Republicans placed on the ballot, one to essentially ban Zuckerbucks, meaning private foundations and others cannot give money to local governments for the administration of elections, and also another one that says they cannot have personnel direct people in the administration of those elections, except people who've been approved by law, which is the folks we normally have running our elections. But of course, last time in Brown County, we had some volunteers that came from a foundation that were not necessarily authorized by law.
Well, you know, I think there are so many things going on here that let's focus on the ones where maybe I have something to add to what Scott had to say. And he's not wrong. MMAC is actually spending money against the referendum, and with no organized support for that in Milwaukee, that's going to pass, or that's going to be defeated as they want. But let's talk about this, the two constitutional amendments. Here's what's really going on here, folks. What's going on is that Republicans starve local government, and therefore they don't have enough money to really run the elections as efficiently as they'd like. So what happened is there was an outside group. In this case, it was Zuckerberg. It could be others. But as long as it's controlled by the local government, we should let them come in, because what they do is they allow them to have the resources they need to run these efficiently. Same thing is going on with outside groups who might want to send somebody to help with it. As long as we've got local government officials, so I think most people in Wisconsin trust more than those at the statewide level, and I understand why that would be the case. As long as they think it's okay, I think that that should be all right. And certainly people should be able to be there to observe. But the problem is what Republicans do is they say, there's a terrible problem with election integrity. They're not getting the votes counted. We can't get the votes out of Milwaukee County. And then they do things like this, putting this on the ballot so they won't be adequately funded. Or even worse, do what the legislature did in failing to pass legislation that would allow those people who are already at the polls to start counting votes on election day. So they will again have a late result coming out of Milwaukee, and Donald Trump can again complain that the results changed. He was ahead, and then the final votes came in from Milwaukee. This is a game, folks. I'm sure these things will pass because they sound so reasonable, but they're not. All right, one other thing to talk about that Scott didn't mention about the elections, and this is really more my thing. Milwaukee County and Dane County are the bases in the state of Wisconsin for Democrats to get elected for governor, U.S. senator, whatever the statewide base is. And we have two elections in Milwaukee, county exec and mayor, where we expect Cavalier, Johnson, and Crowley will be reelected. That will continue their base. Both of those people, I expect, do have statewide ambitions. There's one that's not happening in April, which you would normally think of as an April race, and that's the county exec race. It's become a special election. It will actually happen in the fall. So you will see us talking about this probably sometime in July or August. Why? Because the April primary is going to determine. And by the way, that's already determined. Alyssa Agard is going to be the next county exec for Dane County. Yes, she has a few opponents, but nobody serious. And that will create a base for her to run statewide. And I would not be surprised to see Melissa Agard run for a statewide office, most likely governor, but it could be another office. It could be U.S. Senate or whatever. And she will have a great base to run from because Dane County continues to grow and be a bigger and bigger piece of the Democratic base. In fact, I believe now it is the biggest base, biggest county base for anybody running statewide.
Well, these elections always have an interesting result, and sometimes you don't know right away that that's the interesting result, right? Someone gets their start in politics, and a few years later, they're at the top. So be sure to vote, and be sure to take a look at the results, because there'll be something interesting in there.
We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Insiders with Chuck Walla and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.